Watch, New York Republican congressional staffer survives being hit by lightning, thank you, God. By Amy Furr on September 3, 2026. A Staten Island man survived being struck by lightning on August 27 and is recalling the intensity of the moment. Thomas Fahmy, who works at Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, office in the area, was walking along Todd Road and was near his vehicle when the incident happened, NBC New York reported Tuesday. A surveillance camera caught the moment he walked in front of a neighbor's home while carrying an umbrella. A loud sound was heard and the camera also recorded the lightning strike that hit Fahmy and knocked him on the ground. Moments later, Fahmy got to his feet and the neighbor told him she was calling an ambulance for him as he climbed the steps onto her porch for safety. Fahmy said he felt this very intense burning sensation. Tingling, numbness, pain, severe pain, in both my feet. However, he never lost consciousness and did not suffer visible burns or major injuries. Fahmy was transported to a local hospital where he was monitored overnight before being released. No burns. I had multiple body exams, no burns at all. He said, adding, I went to church Sunday to say, thank you, God. AccuWeather reported there were storms in the area that afternoon and data showed 10 cloud-to-ground lightning strikes within 2 miles of the intersection where Fahmy was struck, the closest happening between 12:41 p.m. and 1:07 p.m., noting another strike happened around when Fahmy was hit. There are over 8 million lightning strikes across the globe every day, per the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. About 37 million lightning strikes hit the ground in the United States each year. But the odds of being struck by lightning in a given year are less than 1 in a million. And almost 90% of all lightning strike victims survive, the agency noted. In a statement Monday, Malliotakis said her team was grateful Fahmy was alive and well after being struck by lightning. I thank the Good Samaritan who ran to his aid and the medical staff at Staten Island University Hospital who treated him, she added. Fahmy said his perspective has changed significantly since the incident. Just to appreciate life, smile and breathe fresh air once in a while and don't let life overwhelm you, he commented.